Good evening, dear listener, and welcome to tonight's spectacle. Sit back, relax, and close your eyes. Come with me to the cozy Moonlight Pines, a sleepy log cabin found in the misty depths of Blackroot Forest. This story is about a group of beautiful, complicated, and ravenously horny young adults, desperately trying to get to a party, just about anywhere else but here. They find themselves hopelessly lost in the fog, until, by a stroke of luck, they stumble upon our humble cottage. Enchanted by a dim glow through the windows, like moths to a flame, they approach cautiously, knocking on the door.
Hello? Is anyone home?
There is no answer.
Fucking freezing.
You want my jacket?
Lights are on, but no one's home.
Huh?
Right. I'm seeing some red flags here.
Let's go inside.
And so our heroes enter the cliché and make themselves comfortable, closing the door tight behind them and locking it.
Why'd you lock the door, bro?
Felt like it. It's dark out. Could be bears, dude.
A lock won't stop a bear, Tyler.
If it's bears like I've seen, a door won't stop them. Just relax. This place is empty. We've got booze, and if the owner really cared about this place, they'd not leave the lights on and the doors unlocked. Finders keepers.
Yeah, let's get comfy. Come on, Tyler. Let's go find somewhere cozy to relax.
Can't. Gotta find somewhere to keep the beer cold. Is there a kitchen?
I'll come with you, Bridget.
Ugh, fine.
Kitchen. I wonder if there's an ice machine. Drink on me, guys. As in, I'll make them. I got you. Anything you want.
I'll take a corpse reviver. Absinthe base, please.
Coming right up, baby.
Don't call me that.
Mm-hmm.
You got any arbitrary tasks to perform?
No.
Me neither. Guess we should look around, huh? This place is pretty cool. The skulls, the gold, the velvet, the books.
Oh, look. A Ouija board.
No!
Celine, you are unreasonably hot, but impressing you is not worth becoming haunted.
Whatever, but I'm reserving the right to get spooky at some point tonight.
Deal.
It's fucking cold in here. Jed, think you can start a fire?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Dude, did you pick up all the spirits I asked you to?
Yeah, bro, relax.
There's no fridge in this old-ass place. I mean, where are we gonna put them? Is there an old-timey bar or something? Ugh.
Nah.
How am I supposed to show off my bartending skills with no stage, no refrigeration, no countertop? Fuck, man, no glasses! I mean, what was the fucking point of all those online classes if it's not gonna help me get my dick sucked? You know what? This is fine. Everything is fine. First lesson I learned is to improvise. Tell me you at least brought the garnish.
What?
Garnish, Tyler! Like lemon, olives, mint, basil?
I have this.
Oh. That's a leaf.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? It's kind of dry.
Can you believe that jerk? That disgusting pig! That sexy, beautiful, strong, perfect motherfucker. What an asshole.
Yeah, fuck him. What did he do?
I'm all dressed up and looking sexy as hell, and I beckon for him, and he just ignores me. How can he do that?
Yeah, you look amazing. Girl, what about just getting comfy, then?
It's fucking impossible to get comfy in these tiny shorts. They're riding into my pussy hard.
Oh, right. Well, they look great. You always look amazing. And your confidence is so inspiring. You're really just perfect.
Mm-hmm. I bet I'm driving him wild. I bet he's desperate for me. His perfect cock straining against his pants. His mind unable to focus on anything but how much he wants me. He can pretend all he wants, but I know the truth. He's just lining me up, teasing me, getting me riled up, so that when he finally pins me against the wall and takes me, I'll be so excited that I won't be able to resist coming on those fingers before even getting to the main event!
That's a leaf.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah, that's probably it.
At the strike of 10, our heroes realize that this place is beautiful and has an enticing aura that they cannot name. Celine, Judd, Tyler, Harry, Prudence, and Bridget are going to miss their party. But maybe that's not so bad. Why not stay a little longer?
But why?
I don't know why, Prue, but you've got a great personality. You're smart, you're witty, and kind, and sweet, and you've got a fat pair of titties. And the ass. Lord, the ass. She really is a vapid bimbo, if she can't see what a catch you are.
I don't know. How do I tell her? She's my best friend.
If I know women, I know the best thing you can do is shoot your shot and just go for it.
But how?
They leaned in close, their lips barely touching, hot breath lapping at each other's tongues as the fire roared behind them.
Like this.
Oh. Wow. It's been a while since we've done that, Judd.
You doing it just like I taught you. Good girl.
Yeah. You're a good friend. Thanks for teaching me how to do stuff like this.
I've got you, Prudence. Besides, you barely need teaching. You just need confidence.
He strokes a strand of hair behind her ear tentatively.
You know what you need? A little boost.
Judd lay smugly on the shag carpet in front of the fireplace and gestured towards his face.
Oh, man. I mean, are you sure?
Prudence slid her wet panties down her thick legs and walked nervously but excitedly over to Judd. She stood over his face, looking down at him, past her ample breasts, as he looked up at her, glancing at her cute, juicy pussy.
Don't be shy, princess. My face is getting cold.
Okay. But only because you're such a good friend.
I'll take it.
Our dear Prudence gently plants her chubby ass and pussy on Judd's face. He opens his mouth and presses his long, slippery tongue to her cunt, lapping at her clit.
Did your tongue get longer? Oh my god! So long and thick and...
You taste so perfect. Stay nice and still for me, Prue. I'm gonna push into you and see how long you last, but my tongue is right off against your G-spot.
Her juice is dripping down his face. Judd probed further, grabbing her chubby hips tightly with his rough, strong hands, pulling her down harder into his mouth. She cried out in pleasure, and Jed felt an overwhelming pulse of lust flood through his crotch. His cock ached as he heard her hypnotic moans.
I'm gonna...
Come. Nice.
Nice.
What was that?
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
What's up your ass?
Oh, the... Hey, Bridge. How's it going?
Shitty, horny, sober. Make me a drink.
Of course. Yeah. What do you want?
Sex on the beach. No, a pina colada. Fuck, whatever you can do. I just want something that'll hit the spot.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, Harry got to work on making Bridget her pina on the beach. A blend he knew would be just perfect for her. She was staring off into the middle distance, twiddling her necklace between her thumb and forefinger, when she noticed Harry's body.
Harry? Have you been working out?
Harry stands up straight and proud for a moment before turning around and leaning coolly against the wall.
I mean, I guess I work out a fair bit. I mean, recently got Beat Saber, and it's a pretty hardcore workout when you get down to
it. Are those tits?
Excuse me?
Look at you, Harry. Either you're smuggling some melons or you just grew a huge pair of fat tits.
Harry was not used to being looked at like this, especially not by a woman like Bridget. He felt embarrassed, humiliated.
Oh no.
He felt uncontrollably aroused.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no,
no. What's going on?
Bridget watched as the man squirmed and blushed, seeing an incredibly impressive bulge swell and stretch against the fabric of his jeans. She felt like she was watching a train crash. It was delectable. The reluctant but desperate lust that racked his body and mind, she drank it in. She drank from him like a leech.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on. Please... don't look!
Oh, Harry. Sweet little Harry. Look at you. Your knees are weak. Your hands are shaking. Are you afraid of me?
Bridget sauntered over and stood close. Closer than she normally would.
Please.
Bridget held out a perfectly manicured finger and pressed it to the tip of Harry's massive bulge.
You've been hiding this from me, haven't you, Harry? How mean. You know how much I love good cock, and you've deprived me. And your body. Fuck, baby. Your body feels like muscular and tight. Like Tyler's. I'm impressed. And your boobs. They're so big and full, just like Prudence's. I don't know what's going on, but just looking at you is making my head fuzzy.
Bridget, filled with lust and adrenaline, lifts Harry effortlessly under his armpits and sits him upon the tall table.
Come here.
She expertly lifts his shirt to take a peek at his breasts and pulls his cock out.
I'm gonna taste this now. Don't touch my hair when I start sucking. Got it, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am.
Bridget takes his cock like a champ, sucking and swallowing expertly. It feels so right, so perfect, that her hand snakes down her own body, almost with a mind of its own. She pulls her lips apart and taps her clit softly, feeling the wetness drool and string onto her fingertips. She knows exactly what she's doing. and is going to make the most of her dorky friend Harren's new improvements.
Such a good fucking boy. So obedient. So cute. Feel my nice, tight throat. How hot my mouth is. How I can't help but fuck my fingers while swallowing you. Come on, baby. Fill my throat. Shoot your load directly into my stomach. I'm starving for it.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. That was crazy. Bridget
wiped her mouth and stepped back proudly.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome. Now tidy yourself up. Your shirt is all stretched out from your changes.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. So you've been here before, huh?
Yeah, I was caught here on a pizza run back when I worked for Wilds.
What happened, dude?
The usual. Milfy Babe answered the door in a negligee and invited me in.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man, she had some kind of weird voodoo magic going on in here, too.
Borderline offensive to pagans and Wicca tradition, but we'll come back to that later. So you went in and what, fucked her?
She didn't have any money to pay for the pizza. What else was I supposed to do?
Okay, so you fucked her. Anything else happen?
She looked off into the middle of the distance and said something like, "The handsome young man's dick was so entrancing. She fell in love as soon as it touched her pussy, and then we boned down." It was pretty awesome.
Sounds like she cursed your dick, bro.
She what?
Yeah. Curse through narration, see? She was probably telling the story to a listener with an outside perspective. Sounds like classic divination to me, with a touch of enchantment. Have you had sexual intercourse with anyone since then?
Only Bridget.
That explains a whole lot, dude.
Celine sat upon the library lounger and pondered a way to save her friend from his cursed phallus.
How about anal?
Oh, I haven't douched, but I'm down if you are.
No, dumbass. Maybe. But what I mean is, she seemed pretty specific about pussy, right? Does it work the same for ass? And what if whatever that entity was is here now, doing the same to us? It's been kind of weird around here. We've been acting through almost suggestion.
Celine crossed and uncrossed her legs thoughtfully, thinking of all her friends, worrying after them, empathy flowed through her. She felt a twinge in her brain, as if all sorts of different senses were being plucked, played like a harp. Her knees buckled, and she fell to the floor, dizzy, overstimulated.
Oh, fuck, my pussy, it feels like I'm being eaten out, fingered, sucked off, all at the same time. Oh, God, I can't stop.
Celine fucked herself desperately on her fingers as Tyler watched in awe and confusion. Not want to look a gift horse in the mouth, he stripped.
Yes, please, gods, please fuck me. I'm going to die if I don't get railed right now.
Hell yeah, I'm hard as fuck. Bend over.
Wait, the curse. Oh, fuck, honey. Can you please just do me a favor and fuck my ass instead?
Whatever the lady wants.
Fuck yes. I'm so close already.
So tight.
Oh.
Oh, fuck yeah. Did it work? Hey, Celine? Hey, Celine.
I'm...
Oh, shit. No, now Celine loves me too.
Give me a second. There's a load dripping out my ass. Jeez, let a bitch breathe. Nah, I love you like I did before. Like a bro. No yandere bullshit here.
Oh, thank God. No offense.
None taken. And now we know that anal is a safe alternative.
Guilty!
Speaking of safe...
The other previously engaged members of the group reemerge, looking disheveled, embarrassed, and in various states of deliriousness.
Delicious. Did you guys hear that?
Was that a voice?
You guys hear it too!
What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know, but I'm kinda not complaining?
You guys have been having a pretty fucking nice time. So have I because of it. Never knew you guys were such freaks.
The group turned and looked at Celine's panting lips, red face and disheveled hair. Her nipples peeked through her shirt, and a drip of her own cum fell down her thigh for all to see.
Celine, are you okay?
Celine looked at Prudence with a fiery intensity.
Never been better.
She pounced on her, pushing her onto the love seat below. Celine's mouth met Prudence's, her hands wandering desperately. Prudence's moans of pleasure brought a flush of hypnotic arousal to each and every member of the group as they began to step in closer, mindless and lustful. Excellent work. All together. Dance. Celine moved her mouth downwards and sucked expertly on Prudence's beautiful, swollen nipples. Tyler, aroused by the sight, pulled out his cock. Bridget, without a word, edged her pussy up against it, bending over in front of him, ready for him to finally take her again. He slid his throbbing member inside of her tight, wet cunt. Bridget moaned out.
Tyler touched me.
Prudence would see her best friend and secret love getting fucked. Normally, she would feel a jab of sadness or a pang of jealousy, but looking into Bridget's eyes, something was different. Bridget stared back, motionless for a moment, before pulling herself off Tyler's cock and stumbling over to Prudence in absolute adoration. The two kissed passionately as Tyler followed to continue fucking. And Celine took both of their tits into her mouth as they crossed together. Harry, amazed by the display, entered the sexual tableau under Prudence, sliding his gorgeous cock into her soaking wet pussy. He felt the tremors of her body through an overload of pleasure, her juices coating him perfectly. His eyes rolled into the back of his head as Jug pushed his own thick cock into Harry's mouth, looking down at him hungrily. Harry sucked it eagerly, unknowingly plumping his lips and tongue to Bridget's sides, pillowy, soft, and perfectly lustrous. Jug's tongue fell from his mouth in satisfaction and kept falling. Now 5 feet long and fully prehensile, his tongue trailed across the group, probing and tasting in all the right places. It's all happening, my loves. You're doing so perfect. Just moan for me. Moan for your wonderful hostess. Oh, I was so hungry. Starving. Your pleasure. Your lust. I feel... power.
Yes!
All of you, come for me. Come for your beautiful sexual monstrous. Yes! Yes!
Hey guys. What was that?
I Oh, gosh.
Everyone okay?
I think so.
Are you kidding? That was awesome! Fuck!
That was crazy. I loved it.
I think we won?
Yeah.
How about we get cleaned off and order some pizza?
I have some movies on my laptop.
This is why Halloween is my favorite holiday.
As the clock strikes the witching hour, and our heroes fall sound asleep upon one another, my dark hunger is once again sated. Dear listener, I urge you to sate yourself. Give in to temptation and feel the passion your body is begging you to. Allow your adrenaline, if not in fear, then in lust, to take hold, if not just for a moment. And then, rest. Happy Halloween, human. And good night.